This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1931. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. In this edition recorded May 22nd, Alaska, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chad, China, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ethiopia, Iran, Korea South, Kurdistan, Libya, Madagascar, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Philippines, Romania, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says KNLS Alaska made a number of frequency changes in mid-May. Those concerning English broadcasts, according to HFCC registrations, are now as follows. 1 hour each at 08-9610, at 10-7355, at 12-6075, and 7355, and at 14 UT, 6090. However, Ron Howard forwards a report from Hiroshi in Japan saying that the 12 UT broadcast had moved to 11885, replacing 6045. But we think that was a mistake, since 11885 is supposedly on the schedule only for the Chinese hour at 08 UT. Dan Sheedy upon Moonlight Beach, California, reports on 4KZ in Queensland on 5055. Heard May 19th from 12:57 until off at 13:55. He says finally enough audio to identify a couple of songs. There were some news and sports and commercials at 1300 to 1306. Some DJ chat until 13:55 when it went off abruptly in mid-song. Ron Howard was also listening at this same time, and it says May 19th was one of his better receptions. Tuned from 1321 UT and heard a double sign-off at 1355 and again at 1409. As for the other station, Aussie Radio, it had come back on 4835, but Mick Delmage in Alberta says it was not on the air at 1130 UT checks on May 19th or 20th. I often have a weak signal in the mornings here on 11780, surely from Radio Nacional da Amazonia in Brazil. From within Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier explains the programming as heard May 17th from 1300 until 1440. It is a program called Ponto de Encontro, which is entirely dedicated to listeners with messages, requests, call-ins, music, news, and other things. He says he sent a message to the program via WhatsApp and it was read by the announcer. There's a break for a brief five-minute newscast at 1400 called Reporter Nacional. I know this transmitter does not stay on the air all day. Maybe it's off from 1500, but back on by 21. Have you heard Radio City, the station of the cars? I assume it originates in Canada since they have an address there, but I'm not certain of that. It's one of the programs transmitted by IRRS. And reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, May 18th, Friday, at 1800 to 1859 UT on 7290. That's believed to be a transmitter in Romania. And they have another broadcast heard May 19th between 08 and 09 UT on 9510. Pop songs in English, he says. They also identified in Spanish as Radio Ciudad, La Voz de los Coches, while Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, giving their schedule on Saturdays at 0802 UT on 9510, says it was in German. Sunday, May 20th at 1321, I tuned in to 11640 during a fine performance of Dvorak's New World Symphony. The tempo was a bit faster than we are accustomed to. I think that must be a Chinese orchestra thing, for this was during the Sunday night Serious Music Hour on CNR1, featuring Western classical. Unfortunately, the great music is being employed as jamming on 11640 against Radio Taiwan International. The same thing on 9680 and 9660, and I'm sure countless other frequencies. What a shame. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, documented in detail in my daily monitoring reports. But here's just one from the past week, the most egregious example. The transmitter on 13700 had been behaving itself for a pentaweek, but on May 21st, the panoply of spur blobs were back coming out of that transmitter. They make an awful wobble when monitored with a BFO. The closest ones to the fundamental were somewhat clear when tuned in FM or even in the AM mode. All have a signature F-sharp above middle C tone added to them. That is about all one can detect at the furthest ones out. Here are the very approximate frequencies where I was hearing this, May 21st, from 1319 past 1335 UT, 13901, 13835, 13767, 13633, 13567, 13499, 13437, 13363, 13300. You'll note that the separations are approximately 66 or 67 kilohertz and multiples of that above and below the fundamental 13700. But the next morning, it was back in whack. We're sad to learn of the death of Teo Veras in the Dominican Republic. He died of a heart attack at the age of 67 on May 17th. An obituary for him calls him the father of modern radio broadcasting in the Dominican Republic. I had the pleasure of meeting Teo Veras during a visit to the Dominican Republic many years ago, and in fact, I even stayed at his house. The obituary from elcaribe.com via the GRA blog mentions among his many accomplishments in domestic radio, he created and produced the program Clarín Internacional. That was the shortwave service on 11700, not to be confused with Rudy Espinal, who was also with Clarín and is still with us. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports, Ethiopia, a surprisingly excellent signal from Geja into Florida on a remote receiver, the voice of Democratic Tigray, 0430 UT, May 11th, S8. He measured it at first on 7235.361, but it wandered continuously upwards in frequency every 5 minutes by 10 to 20 hertz, also typical behavior for that transmitter. Eva Ivanov reports the gay rights service for Iran in Farsi, Radio Ranjan Kaman, which means Radio Rainbow, May 21st, a very weak signal though, at 16 to 1630 UT via Uzbekistan, on 7580. The broadcasts are on Monday and Friday only. Ron Howard has been checking every day for Voice of Freedom, 6045, one of the clandestines from South to North Korea. He heard it May 16th. Audio stopped at 1506, but as usual, the transmitter stayed on the air until it resumed in about an hour. But was that their last day on the air? He kept checking, and it was no longer being heard on May 17th, 18th, or 19th, nor on any other frequency in case they changed on the 49-meter band. Still not on the 20th. However, it was back on May 21st at 1000 UT with a program translated as Happy Republic of Korea. So it turned out not to have been closed down in view of North-South rapprochement. Ivo Ivanov reports an updated schedule of Denge Welat, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, as of May 17th. They're still using two frequencies and two different transmitter sites, but the switchover times have changed. Here's the latest. From 0230 to 05, 9525 via France, 05 to 06, 11530 via France. 06 to 15, 11530 via Pridnestrovia. 15 to 19, 11530 via France. And 19 to 21, 11530 via France, replacing Pridnestrovia. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports that Libyan government radio has gone live online. The main channel of Tripoli-based government broadcaster Libya National Radio can now be heard via a live stream from their website at www.ltv.ly. It broadcasts on 1053 kHz medium wave and various FM frequencies throughout the country, including 96.6 for the capital. He says the audio stream can be accessed by the button marked 96.6 FM on the homepage. In the NASWA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports on Adventist World Radio 6065 via Madagascar, heard May 19th in Malagasy. He says a fair signal from signing on at 0300 via the Talata site. Some bleed through splatter from Canada on 6070. He says this is the closest thing to hearing a local station from Madagascar these days. Tuning this local language program daily, produced by AWR Broadcast Partners in Antananarivo Studio and transmitted from that country. The Wyall announcer with lots of local music, including religious. This has the feel of an older time island station. Nobody in a hurry. The pace is relaxed, low key. Hear this one while you can. Most of the year they're usually on a 90-meter band frequency, but now on 6065 from 0300. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports the clandestine for Nigeria, Radio Dandal Kura International, via MBR Issoudun, France, May 22nd at 05 to 06, fair reception on 7220 in Kanuri, and at 06 to 07, good reception on 11910. Another Nigerian target service reported by José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil on 15110. May 18th at 1827 to 1842, it's Radio Nagaskaya via Bulgaria in Hausa playing local music, announcers, and apparently a speech for a while talking a lot about Nigeria. Satisfactory signal and modulation, he says. First time he's heard it via Bulgaria. We continue to get many more reports of the currently very active Antichrist pro-Yahweh pirate, station YHWH, always on 7470. Dan Sheedy in California reports hearing him May 12th at 0302 with Days of Hard Life, his theme song. And there was even a live time check and ID mentioning 7.47 megahertz. Still, Josiah reading that infernal letter and getting all religulous. A much better signal than in the past, so perhaps his new location in the Sierras is worth the anoxia at 8,000 feet. Rick Lucas in central Arizona also hears him well, such as May 17th at 0515, a lecture on Christian paganism. Thanks for tuning in. Days of Hard Life creep song at 0519 and off at 0522. He says after 0530 there was a jackhammering sound from an over-the-horizon radar on the frequency, which often happens. I don't believe there is any connection. Posting at HF Underground, another pirate called the Relay Station says, I can imagine this guy inside an RV motorhome someplace at a campground, sitting down and talking into a desktop amateur radio mic with a subtle light overhead, because it sure sounds that way, almost similar to a scene in the movie 2012. As for the location, Ron Howard in California says, after he received his citation from the FCC while in Southern California, I heard he moved out of state. But on May 5th, while listening to a live segment, he said he was 8,000 feet up in the Sierras. And just a few nights ago, he again said he was in California and gave local California time. Recently, his reception has been so good, very readable, here on the coast, that I think it probably is true. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 1931. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the weekly online publication, free of commercials, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from William Hassig in Illinois, who sent a check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK. 73702. He also sent along a copy of a black collar crime report from the publication of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org, featuring the Overcomer. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. If you hear an LSB ham with no one replying, around 7.8 megahertz, it may well be a second harmonic from someone on the 80-meter band, such was the case May 20th at 12:37, when I was getting someone on 7824.5 LSB. Although it doesn't match precisely, this turned out to be two times a station on 3912.50 W5AS, which is a club station of the Central Oklahoma Chapter 63 of the Quarter Century Wireless Association. They have a net every Sunday morning at 12:30 UT. As I mentioned before, FEBC Manila, Philippines, is moving its Chinese service at 10 to 16 UT from 9380, where it's been colliding with India, to 9275, effective May 27th. Alok Dasgupta in India has more about this in the DX India group. He says the reason they moved from the original frequency of 9430 is that is now reserved for the IRDR project, that is International Radio for Disaster Relief, something HFCC is involved in, but which is never actually been implemented. Checking the HFCC schedule, I see that it is now the only non-station officially on 9430, but using Vatican as a placeholder, only at 01 to 12, 13 to 14, 16 to 24 UT for all 85 CIRAF zones of the world with 100 kilowatts at 0 degrees. Actually, if it's ever really implemented, there may well be other stations using the frequency. Regarding Aussie Radio Australia missing again from 4835, this report from Ron Howard in California. He heard All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on that frequency, May 20th, from 12:40 past 13:05. Thanks to Mick Dummage for the alert yesterday that Aussie Radio was missing. Instead, heard definite audio with a long monologue sounding like Hindi at 12:40. At 12:57, a very strong hum started past 13:05. There had been earlier reports about the same phenomenon, a continuing problem with the transmitter of All India Radio in Sikkim. Jim Young in California had reported April 21st that he was hearing a carrier with no audio on 4835, but at 12:47 a buzzing sound till 12:53, on and off to 13:35. And in WRTHFB, Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam said, an interesting observation on AIR Gangtok on 4835. Sometimes severe hum noise can be heard on frequency with distorted audio, then goes off the air for a time, and again back on the air with no hum. But after a few days, again the hum can be heard, and again back with a good strong signal. About Solomon Islands on 5020, Mick Dummage in Alberta says, sign off with announcements at 12:01 UT, May 19th, National Anthem, and another ID is SIBC, the Voice of the Nation. Then relaying FM with no announcements between soft pop like ABBA. Fair, the carrier still noted past 1400 with slight audio. And on the same date, Ron Howard replies, extended broadcast till past 1411 with pop songs and, as usual for me, very low modulation. The day before, May 18th, also an extended broadcast till they went off at 1330. The longer they are on the air, the better the level of modulation, mostly playing pop songs. More reports of one of Voice of Turkey's transmitters way off frequency to the high side by about 0.7 kilohertz from Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, on May 21st. The 1000 broadcast in Georgian was on 9655.7. Earlier, he'd heard several others with the same offset, such as English, May 11th at 1830, on 9785.7. Mike Terry Ford's an ARRL notice that the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center in Miami will be on the air for its annual test Saturday, May 26th, from 13 to 21 UT. It's to test ham equipment, antennas, and computers in advance of the Atlantic hurricane season that begins June 1st. More at their website, wx4nhc.org. The net frequency of 14.325 will be primary for WX4NHC. Mike Cooper in Georgia says, I note that the hourly Voice of America newscasts are now including audio correspondent voice reports from the Associated Press Radio Network. Long gone are the days when VOA had domestic correspondents who would report on domestic news. I also note that I'm hearing voiced reports from Reuters journalists during the hourly VOA newscasts. I don't believe Reuters offers an audio-only service, so these must be voice tracks from TV video reports. Of course, inside the USA, our best chance to hear VOA news is during the oldies service of WRMI on 9395. I'm glad to note that one of our World of Radio broadcasts via WRMI is still on the air, although it was deleted from their latest schedule revision. As confirmed May 20th, that's UT Sunday 0200 on 7780. However, the previously almost daily broadcasts of World of Radio on WBCQ 9330 at 2330 UT seem to have disappeared completely, but we can't be positive. Speaking of 9330, where WBCQ has big plans to put a new 500 kilowatt transmitter on it, thanks to Don Hosmer, attending the Elkhart Convention of NASB, who says, the mystery of who is financing WBCQ's multi-million dollar expansion, due on the air this fall, may be solved. I learned that an obscure religious group is behind the fancy new high-powered transmitter and super expensive rotatable antenna. On the web, go to www.worldslastchance.com. After you bring up their homepage, click the link in the right corner, WLC Radio. You'll hear audio of an English-accented LAS ID as WBCQ and introduce the new WLC broadcast. I don't know much about this organization, but from their website, they appear to be end-time believers and also believe in a flat earth. Kai Ludwig comments, they have broken away from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Anything else is, it seems, kept as a secret, including the main question, the source of all the money they're burning up. My concern is that such things could accelerate the decline of shortwave broadcasting because they make a complete mockery of the distribution platform. There's also been quite a bit of discussion of this at the SWLing Post. That's where Kim Elliott also reported getting a clue about this because he heard on Alan Weiner Worldwide a mention that the organization behind the new 500 kilowatt was World's Last Chance. Last week we reported that WRMI had moved all its programming on 9455 to 5950. That's after the 5950 programming a few hours a day had been moved to 5010. However, a couple of days later I was still hearing a very weak signal on 9455. And upon occasion, there was a bit of audio I could recognize as WRMI, including WRMI IDs. But it didn't seem to be parallel to any other frequency, and it was a variety of programming. There's still nothing at all on the WRMI website as of May 22nd about 9455 still being on the air. It's so weak here that I suspect it is an exciter only, perhaps an experiment, a secret low-power transmission. I hear it at many hours of the day and night when nothing else is scheduled on the frequency, usually a just barely audible carrier. May 19th at 0629, I found some extremely distorted music and talk in Spanish on approximately 6014.5. At first, I suspected Conciencia Colombia out of the 6010 transmitter, as they've acted up before. But then I found a match at 5925.5, a stronger one, with a call-in show. So both are squeezed out of the WEWN transmitter 5970, which at that time itself was just barely modulated. And in fact, the lower one demodulated much better, almost quiet, when tuned in the FM mode. So the transmitter was way out of whack, putting out these FM spurs plus and minus 44.5 kilohertz. But a few hours later, it was back in whack. Alokesh Gupta, Cumbrady X Forward News from Hans Johnson of WINB. That station is testing DRM. Monday through Friday at 11 to 17 UT on 15670, a 15 kilowatt transmitter and a rhombic antenna aimed at 62 degrees. It's an ASI transmitter. At other times, it will be testing DRM via its old Continental 417V on 9265 via the rhombic aimed the opposite direction, 242 degrees. Well, I wonder how well the wobbly old 9265 transmitter can possibly handle DRM. Haven't heard any of it yet myself. We're sorry to hear via Mike Terry that Bob Colyard has passed away, C-O-L-Y-A-R-D. He ran the dxworld.com website, including a number of very useful forums, such as the TV FM skip log, which continues running. The World Radio TV Handbook, A18 PDF updater, has been published May 21st, and it's available free, even if you didn't buy the book, but you really ought to every fall in the Northern Hemisphere. Here's the notice from the WRTH International Editor Sean Gilbert. We are pleased to announce the summer A18 broadcasting schedule file is ready for free download in PDF format. You'll, of course, need an Adobe Acrobat Reader or equivalent. Go to www.wrth.com and follow the links for updates to the file with an A18 in it. It contains the broadcasting schedules of over 200 international and clandestine target broadcasters, international long, medium, and shortwave transmitter site table, international DRM broadcasts, selected language broadcasts by time, a bi-frequency table of every frequency used by each station in the main schedule section. We hope this file will not only be a useful companion to the printed WRTH, but will prove indispensable as a standalone source of information for the current A18 season. It's 71 pages of excellent information. The propagation outlook from Boulder: geomagnetic field activity expected to reach G2 moderate geomagnetic storm levels on June 2nd and G1 minor storm levels June 1st due to influence of a recurrent negative polarity coronal hole high-speed stream. Active conditions expected May 23rd and June 3rd to 5th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 May 23rd, 28 and 6 on June 2nd. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 May 26th to 31st and June 8th to 16th. Solar flux rising from 69 May 24th to a peak of 70 May 25th to June 6th, and down to 68 thereafter. A little time remains, so a tip for rational living from the May 25th issue of The Week News Magazine, sourced to abcnews.com. Americans who say they have no religion now outnumber evangelical white Protestants. The number of Americans with no religion has nearly doubled since 2003, rising to 21%, while the number of white evangelicals has fallen from 21 to 13%. And that's World of Radio 1931. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.